from Islamic Finance News, the world's leading Islamic finance news provider, this is IFN Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will begin today's proceedings with a presentation entitled Key Drivers for Regional Sharia Compliant Investment. Will you please join me in welcoming to the stage Ahmed Karim Al-Kenzi, Director of BTD International Fundhouse.
Assalamu alaikum, good morning. Ladies and gentlemen, first of all, let me thank IFN and Red Money for organizing this amazing event. So this is the first presence of Beit Tamwil Duwali, which is the abbreviation of BTD, in this event. So today we embark on a journey to explore the vibrant landscape of Sharia compliant investment within the EMEA region. So as we set the stage for our discussion, it's essential to delve into the current trend, opportunities, and challenges shaping this dynamic sector. So I will try to be brief, so I will present mainly three trends, three opportunities, and three main challenges. So the first trend actually in the market, it's the growing demand for the ethical investment. So not only Sharia compliant, but there is a huge appetite for all the ethical investment, including non-Sharia instrument as well. So one prominent trend driving Sharia compliant investment in EMEA region is the increasing demand for ethical and socially responsible investment options. So globally, Islamic finance assets are estimated to surpass 3.7 trillion by 2024, with a significant portion originating from the EMEA region, reflecting a steady rise in ethical investment preferences. So the second trend, which is very important, which is the innovation in financial product. So this is another trend worth noting is the continuous innovation in Sharia compliant financial products. In 2023, alone, the EMEA region noted a 12% increase in the issuance of Sukuk, reaching a total value of $99 billion. This surge in Sukuk issuance underscored the growing appetite for Sharia-compliant investment options and highlight the region's commitment to product diversification and innovation. The third trend is regarding the sustainability and ESG integration, so which is a notable trend shaping Sharia-compliant investment in the EMEA region is the increasing focus on sustainability, environmental, social, and governance factors. With heightened awareness of climate change and social responsibility, investors are seeking Sharia-compliant investment opportunities that focus on sustainable development goals and ESG considerations. So in 2023, the issuance of green Sukuk in the EMEA region reached the record high of $14.3 billion, reflecting the growing convergence of Sharia principles with sustainable finance objectives. Regarding the actual opportunities in the region, so there is the main opportunity, which is the increase or the infrastructure development in the area. So the EMEA region presents ample opportunities for Sharia compliant investment, particularly in infrastructure development, with an estimated $2.7 trillion investment required annually in infrastructure by 2030. So investors can tap into projects that align with Sharia principles, leveraging the region's infrastructure, financing gap to drive sustainable economic growth. The second opportunity, which is the technological advancement. So technological advancement, which offer exciting prospects for Sharia compliant investment, especially in fintech, digital banking solutions. So the Islamic fintech market is projected to reach $128 billion by 2026. So driven by increasing demand for digital Islamic banking services and innovative financial technologies tailored to Sharia principles. The last opportunity that I can highlight is the fintech again and digital banking expansion. Which now as well very, very fast expansion. With the projected annual growth around 12.6% for Islamic digital banking, so investor can capitalize on innovative fintech solutions that cater to the specific needs of Islamic finance customers. So driving financial inclusion and enhancing access to Sharia-compliant banking services across the region. So what are the main challenges now? So which is that we have to face as expert of expert or service providers or investor in Sharia-compliant instruments. So the first thing, which is the most important, which is the regulatory harmonization. So which is the main challenges facing Sharia-compliant investment in the EMEA region? is to harmonize the regulation. So despite the significant progress, variation in Sharia compliance standards and regulatory frameworks across jurisdictions continue to push challenges to cross-border investment and market integration. And for this one, I will give the main example, which is our example, because we decided to go through the Luxembourg platforms through securitization vehicles and through investment fund in Luxembourg, and we are facing huge gap between in terms of regulation, mainly between the EMEA region and the, not the EMEA, so the Middle East region and the European region, and so we have to face this. But we are pushing as well from our side, and we have a very advanced discussion with the government of Luxembourg to push to harmonize these regulations. So the second challenge, which is the education, awareness, and regulatory costs. So despite the growing interest in Sharia-compliant investment, there remain a need for greater education and awareness initiatives. According to the recent years surveys, over 60% of investors, especially those outside the Muslim community, see the lack of understanding of Islamic finance principles as a barrier to entry, posing a challenge to market expansion and adoption. Additionally, navigating the regulatory landscape for Sharia-compliant investment can be complex and costly. So the process of ensuring compliance with Sharia principles and regulatory requirements often involves extensive due diligence, legal consultations, certification procedures, adding to the overall cost of investment. As such, addressing these challenges requires not only educational effort to enhance market understanding, but also streamlining regulatory process to reduce compliance burdens and promote market efficiency. By addressing these challenges holistically, stakeholders can foster a more conducive environment for Sharia-compliant investment in EMEA region, driving sustainable growth and financial inclusion. And the last, but not the least, which can consider a trend and opportunity, which is the green sukuk. So an important development with Sharia-compliant investment in the EMEA region is the emergence of the green sukuk as a powerful tool for financing sustainable projects. So green sukuk, which are Sharia-compliant bonds issued to fund environmentally friendly initiatives, represent the convergence of Islamic finance principle with sustainability development. And the last example, it was a real estate company based in Dubai, which issued half billion dollar sukuk, and they received oversubscription, so four time oversubscription about the green sukuk. I will try to not be very, very long. So as we navigate the trends, opportunities, and challenges, it's imperative for stakeholders across the EMEA region to collaborate, innovate, and champion the principle of Sharia-compliant investment. So by harnessing the power of ethical finance, embracing technological advancement, integrating sustainability considerations, and addressing market fragmentation, we can unlock new pathways for growth, prosperity, while advancing the principle of Islamic finance in the EMEA region. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening. For more discussions on the Islamic finance industry, log on to www.islamicfinancenews.com. You can also listen to IFN Podcast on your favorite platforms, including iTunes and Spotify.